Welcome to the Confidence Lounge podcast, where we cover all things confidence in life and business. I'm your host, Elise Conroy, and I'm on a passionate mission to help thousands of women across the world feel more confident from the inside out. Because not on my watch am I ever going to watch another woman do insecure life and business again. So if you're ready to become your most confident self, mama, or businesswoman, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. So grab your favorite beverage, get nice and comfy, and get ready to receive today's confidence injection. Hello, my beautiful friend, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Confidence Lounge podcast. How we feeling? How we feeling? Okay, I'm putting myself out there in the biggest way, and part of me is, quite terrified. The other part of me is super excited, so it's so interesting to navigate this fun juxtaposition of feelings, but I am hosting my first ever trade show booth at an expo here in Los Angeles for International Women's Day, and let me tell you, when I signed up for this, originally one of my friends had tagged me on Instagram, and she's like, Elise, I think this event would be amazing for you. So I applied, I was accepted. And I thought this was going to be a smaller little community event. Well, I found out today that it's going to be hundreds of women just with their businesses and their booths. And part of me wanted to die when I realized this. I was like, wait, what? I thought this was like a small little intimate. Nope, it is not small or intimate. And I am managing all of these fears, all of this discomfort that is happening in real time. And I love sharing these moments with you as I am feeling this inner cringe, because so many of you love to say to me, oh, Elise, you don't feel like this anymore because you teach confidence. No, I still have the same a-hole human brain that loves to offer me all sorts of fear and doubt-based thoughts and just keep me in that space of being like, oh my God, what am I doing? It is so scary, right? And I just think back to 5 year ago me when I started all of this and really thinking about if this 5 year ago me knew all of the places that I was going to go, and if she knew that I was going to have my own booth at an expo that is beautifully hot pink and shimmery and gold and all the things, and I just put my outfit together today, like, she'd be so proud of me. And 5 year ago me had no doubt that this is where I was going, but if she could see the way that I put this all together, oh my God, she'd be so proud. But I want to share this with you because there are a few questions I love to ask myself in these moments when these fears and these doubts come up, and this is such an important part of what we're going to talk about when it comes to success. So I love to take myself through Byron Katie's The Work. If you all have never heard of Byron Katie, I really encourage you to dig into her work, because she has been extremely influential over the work that I do with women inside of the CAN program. And I want to offer you the four questions that she asks, because this is such a beautiful way to question any fear, doubt-based, insecurity-based thought, any limiting belief type of thought in real time. So the four questions that she asks is it true? Can you absolutely know that it's true? How do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? And who would you be without that thought? So for example, when I'm saying to myself, what is the biggest, scariest thing that could happen to me of, oh my God, let's say I walk into this expo and I fall flat on my face, right? Is it true that I'm going to fall flat on my face? No, right? I don't know if I'm going to fall flat on my face when I walk in and look like an idiot. Can I absolutely know that that's true? No, I can't. So how would I react? What happens when I believe that thought? When I think of myself falling down in a group of people, there's a part of me that wants to die. There's this tight constriction. There's this fear of, oh God, I'm going to be so embarrassed, right? And who would I be without that thought? I wouldn't be worrying about if I was going to fall down. I would be worrying about, oh my God, who am I going to be when I walk into that room? I would be thinking of my next level self-concept. I would be very intentional about using that time and energy to feed this next version of who I'm becoming, right? Versus worrying about if I'm going to fall down or look stupid or if somebody's going to judge me or if I'm going to have an awkward interaction with somebody. Yes, I'm sure I will have an awkward interaction with somebody. There's going to be hundreds of people coming through my booth, right? It's only imminent that I'm going to have an awkward moment with somebody. That's fine. I'm an awkward person. So it happens. But I want to offer you those questions because for so many of us, we don't realize that if we don't investigate our thoughts, if we let these little fear-based or doubt-based or insecurity-based thoughts run through our head and not look at them, then what is going to become is true. And something, I actually just put up a post about this today because it was actually surreal. I had done work with one of my clients, and in week one of the CAN program, I have you do what's called a mindset audit, because what it shows me are the beliefs that you have and the thoughts that go through your mind that are holding you back from being where you want to be or feeling how you want to feel. And so my client had a very devout belief that she was not good enough. And this was showing up in every single area of her life. So not a good enough mom, not a good enough boss, not a good enough wife, not a good enough daughter, not a good enough friend, yada, yada. So when we actually investigated this thought and we looked at how many times a day this thought was going through her mind, guess what number came up? over 200 times a day. She was reinforcing this belief that she's not good enough. And everything she would do, whether it was a presentation at work, not good enough, whether it was a conversation with her partner, not good enough, whether it was how she looked, not good enough, an interaction she had with her child, not good enough. Everything was not good enough. So if we were to actually look at, if she's telling herself this 200 times a day, that's 1,400 times per week. That's 73,000 times per year. And for those of us who are in that space where we don't feel good enough, I encourage you to investigate that as well. Write down and make a tally. And you can do this in the notes section of your phone. Every single time you think that thought, check it, right? Because this is going to hold you accountable for in the moment applying that question, like what we just said with Byron Katie's work. Is it true that I'm not good enough? Yes or no, right? Can you absolutely know that it's true that I'm not good enough? Yes or no? How do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? If you're anything like my client, I'm guessing you're probably shaming yourself, judging yourself, comparing yourself to other people, not putting yourself out there, questioning everything, overthinking. When she gets into the really deep not enough spiral, she starts overeating. She starts drinking too much wine, right? She's beating herself up for not being a good enough mom. So then she's taking on more to prove herself, right? Like, it is a very challenging spiral when this one single thought that when uninvestigated takes over, right? So the last question would be, who or what would you be without that thought? So what if she never had to think again that she's not good enough? What if that was just her reality? So when we looked at how this was showing up in every single area of her life, this gave her her power back to do something about it. Because we as human beings, we believe what we tell our brain. Our brain is going to believe what you tell it. So you have to learn how to manage your brain and almost think of yourself as like a traffic controller, right? So if you're that traffic person that's like, well, thought coming in, turn left, thought coming in, turn right, like you can be the traffic controller of your brain. And there might be certain thoughts that you've thought your whole entire life that always tell you to go left, but your power is in that moment, you're going to redirect that thought and you're going to say, you know what, today we're going right. And we're going to take a different route. We're going to take a different destination. And I'm going to teach you, brain, as the traffic controller of my brain, how to think differently. So that way I no longer have to go left. I don't want to go left anymore. I know where left takes me. Let's try right. And I think that is such a beautiful place to be because we as humans have upwards of 60,000 thoughts per day. So imagine if all of these thoughts are riddled with limits and fear and insecurity and doubt, no wonder why 80% of us as women have experienced feeling like we're not enough. Now imagine if we replace all of those thoughts that contain the limits and the fear and the insecurity and the doubt with new thoughts that are rooted in certainty and confidence and trust. And when you were being the traffic control of your brain, you're directing it to go to the right where certainty, confidence, and trust lives. This is the shift, my friend. This is why me sharing with you, starting this conversation today, about the work that I'm doing on myself is so important because what I don't want to take with me into that expo is the version of me that is worrying about falling down, having the awkward interaction. I want to be the traffic controller of my brain and say, you know what? We're going right today. And we are going to be the most certain, the most secure, the most confident, the most, you know, beautiful, radiant version of myself because I'm in control of creating that. And this is what we solve for inside the CAM program. In week one, I literally give you that exercise where you get to do that same thing and do that mindset audit and really focus on your mindset management, because when you become the master of that skill, feeling good enough, feeling successful, feeling all the things only becomes inevitable. So if that's how you want to feel, definitely let's have a conversation about that. Shoot me a message on Instagram at Your Soul Makeup. We can talk about what it would look like to work together inside the CAN program, because I really don't want any woman to ever sit back and not know how to be the traffic controller of her mind, how not to be in a place where she doesn't know how to say go right and you just feel powerless and feel like you have to go left, because you have a choice in this. And I will show you that. So it's a really beautiful place to be. And that leads me into what I want to tell you about today, which is actually a conversation that I had very similar, you know, along the lines of what we just started with a woman who I had this coffee chat with this week. And it was crazy because she had all these type of thoughts of, oh, you know, business isn't working, I'm destined to fail, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here listening to her say this and I'm like, oh my God, you're so deep in your struggle story that you're killing your success. And so what we ended up talking about is a beautiful conversation about what it looks like to actually step outside of your struggle story and really getting honest and accountable over what your struggle story is costing you. So what our struggle story is just a story that we're telling ourselves about ourselves that's limiting us. So usually it's connected to a problem or a way of being or something that has happened to you along the way that is keeping you in a mode of operating where you are playing small, where you are not living up to your true potential because you don't believe believe that you can. There's some limit in you, whether you're aware of it or it's subconscious at this point. It's just so deeply ingrained of how you operated that it's just, you know, buried so deep in there, or it's become habitual where this limit is really keeping you in a struggle. So you're not getting to where you want to be. You're not getting ahead, whether that's financially, success, in love, you know, it's your career, but you don't have the title that you want to wear. You don't like the way you look, like whatever it might be. And this struggle story could be as simple as something that happened in childhood where, like for me, when I was bullied, somebody told me that all I'm going to be in life is shit. So I was like, yeah, that's probably true. Right. And I just adopted that as true. And little did I know that that was influencing my operating story, my operating system as I grew up, because this story was so deeply ingrained in me that I moved to LA on such a mission to prove myself, because I had to show them that I wasn't going to be just shit. And I was overworking. I was killing myself. I was hyper focused on perfectionism, people pleasing my way through life. And I didn't know that I had this subconscious struggle story operating in the background. It was just so deep within me. It was so true. Just like my client who didn't feel good enough. It was so true. I was a devout follower of the struggle story. And when I actually saw it for the first time and realized that, oh my God, I'm in my 30s and this story has been keeping me limited, my whole entire adult life, like, okay, what am I going to do about it? And I started working with somebody. I worked with a healer, a guide, and a coach to really unearth this and take control over this. And this leads me to the coffee chat that I had with my friend. So let me give you the backstory on this. So we had a coffee date. We launched our businesses both in 2019. And I've noticed her struggle along the way. She's definitely come to me a few times telling me that things weren't working in her business. And when we met this week, she was telling me this whole story about how the state of the economy is sinking the coaching industry and nobody wants to work with coaches anymore. And she was in this place where everybody she knows is going through the same thing and that everybody's suffering. And she asked me if that was what was happening to my business too. And I told her no, because a part of me like felt guilty saying no, because sharing that my business was on fire and there was no shortage of results being created, that's where I felt a little bit guilty. But here's the deal. I knew that if I didn't share that I would continue to not be an example of what's possible and empower her to stay in her struggle story. So I wanted to shatter that limit, that was just, you know, a circumstance that she had heard from other people that she had experienced in her business, but she didn't have to stay there. So I shared all of the results that I've been creating with her in the past few months, just as an example, and her jaw literally hit the floor. She could not believe what I was telling her. And she was like, how are you able to do all this? And I told her every single step that I've taken, every single way that I've thought about myself, the way that I'm navigating my self-image, the way I'm thinking of myself as a woman, the way that I'm connecting with what I want to do and my vision and my whole entire idea of what success is, what it looks like, what it feels like. And she's like, yeah, but did you post on Instagram? I'm like, oh my God, we're missing the point. And so I was like, hey, it's about the who before the how. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I focus on who I'm going to be when I walk into the room. My intention behind that, I am clear on what I'm there to do, and the rest works itself out. And she's like, but yeah, so how many posts do you put up a week? I'm like, oh my God, it has nothing to do with the amount of posts. And I 100% get where she's coming from. And if any of you are listening right now and you are an online service provider, or you have an online business where you are selling a service, a product, or something on Instagram, I know this also was something that we faced a lot when I worked in beauty. We have this idea that we need the perfect strategy, the perfect rollout, the perfect launch plan, yada, yada. And I subscribe to that for a long time too. And in some businesses, that is true. But for what I found as a coach, for me, the more real I can be, the more I can share with you about what I'm going on through, what I'm working on, how I've helped myself, how I've helped my clients, and the impact that I want to make in the world, the more results I create, because that's really all that matters, right? Like, it doesn't matter how many times I post about that in a certain day. It doesn't matter if I do that in a reel or this or that, because people feel my energy. They understand how I can help them, and then they want to work with me because of that. So I told her, I was like, you're getting lost in the nuances. You're getting lost in the little details that are not actually going to move the needle in your business. And my first year in business, I got lost in all these things too. And so what I was asking her is, what are the steps that you've actually taken? And I told her all the steps I've taken, but once again, it was so much more mindset focused, how I'm showing up, and then just being very clear and intentional about the work that I'm doing and making sure everybody understands what it is that I do. And so she's like, well, I'm still, you know, really stuck in, I don't know what I want my Instagram bio to say. And I don't know if I should go after Instagram or if I should post on LinkedIn or if I should do a podcast. And I don't really know like exactly what it is that I'm helping people with at this point. And I don't know like what I want to share about on social media. And then when I do post, nobody talks to me and nobody's coming to my training. And, you know, when I do a webinar or something, nobody engages with any of my posts, and it's so defeating. And I asked her, I was like, okay, first and foremost, are you actually communicating with the people on social media? Are you being social? And she's like, oh no, I hate talking to people. And I'm like, okay, how often are you sharing with your people about how you can help them? And she's like, well, if I do a training, I do one post. And I'm like, girl, you need to do more than that. You've got to be clearer. Why are we choosing to stay in a place of confusion versus really sorting out what you want to do and how specifically you can help people and then just being clear about that? And I was like, why don't you just pick a platform and then just go all in on it and trust that that is the right platform because you decided it is? Because once again, there's no wrong decision unless you decide it's a wrong decision. And then you can add other ones when the time is right. I asked her what was keeping her from leaving the house and stepping out from behind her computer screen and having real conversations with people. And I asked her, beyond putting up one post, what are other things that she can do to promote her webinars and her trainings beyond just talking about it once and thinking that everybody in the world had to have seen that? Like, I know what Instagram does. If you're in this place where you also, you know, understand the dynamics of Instagram, it's really challenging to run a business on Instagram because for most of us, our post shelf life is less than 24 hours. So if you put something up and it doesn't get seen right away, it gets demoted in the algorithm. Instagram shows it to less people. So every second that somebody is not engaging with your post, not commenting, not liking, not saving, not sharing, you're getting demoted. So that means less people are actually seeing your post. So if you're in a place where you think posting about something that you're doing once is going to be enough, I hate to tell you, it's not. We've got to be taking more action beyond that. You've got to be sharing. You've got to be telling people. You've got to be asking people to share. You've got to be in a place where you're actually having conversations with humans and being social on social media. And of course, we were laughing about this and it was a funny conversation, but I want to share this with you as an example of where we limit ourselves when we stay in our struggle story. Because for her, the story that she was telling herself is, I'm doing all the things and nothing's working. Everybody else's coaching business is sinking. The economy is tanking and nobody's buying anything because of that. And could that be true for some people? Yes. But do you want to choose to stay in a story that is creating limits for you? Or do you want to say, okay, cool, I see that that's happening for some people. I'm going to choose for my story to be different. I'm going to figure out ways to where those things do not impact me. I'm going to find my workaround. I'm going to figure out where I can put myself on different stages, how I can put myself in a position where I'm meeting more people, how I can position myself to be in spaces where the right people receive my message, right? There are 100 ways to get anywhere. But I see so many of you all stuck in the struggle story where you're like, well, I tried once, it didn't work. So it's just not ever going to work. And I'm like, okay, well, that's never going to create the success that I know you are capable of creating if you subscribe to that type of struggle story. So I asked my friend who I was talking to in the coffee date, two questions that really shook her. And I want to offer you these two questions and then walk you through a really quick exercise to where you can start really getting intentional about who is the most successful you. Just like what I'm thinking about for myself, walking into that trade show expo, I want you to be that intentional about every single room that you walk into, every single space that you take space in, that you know exactly who you want to be in that space. You know the exact impact that you desire to make in that space. You know exactly how you want everyone in the space to feel because of your presence there, right? So we can get that intentional about it. And to me, I love that level of intentionality because what that creates is two things, alignment and certainty. Because if you are aligned on what it is that you want to do, who you need to be to actually do that, and you are certain that you can be that person and that it's going to work out, guess what's going to happen? Inevitability in your success. Because if you're being the person who you know you need to be and you're doing the thing that you need to go do with that feeling of alignment and certainty, it's over. Success guarantee. Boom. Okay, so these are the two questions that I asked my friend that really shook her. So I said to her first, who do you need to be in order for your business to succeed? And we know the version of her who is not succeeding is staying in her struggle story. She's staying in confusion. She's taking minimal action and then beating herself up that it's not working. She's not connecting with people. She is not putting herself out there. She's not leaving her house. She's just staying behind her computer screen. So we know that version of her isn't working and creating the success that she wants to have. So if she is being her most successful self in her business, who does she need to be that? Because what we identified is somebody who actually puts themselves out there, somebody who has conversations with humans, somebody who does not hide behind a computer screen, somebody who feels certain about the work that she's doing in this world and is passionate about helping people, somebody who has consistency on one platform versus having to spread herself too thin and put the message over here and do the thing over here, and really being clear about what it is that she does and how people can take her up on her offer to help. When we thought about in order to be successful, like we were asking questions like, who does this version of you look like, right? Like if you had to picture your most successful self, what is she wearing? How is she holding herself? How is her makeup done? What shoes does she have on? Literally getting that level of intentional, because there is something that happened for me. And I've shared this on the podcast before. I want to share just a quick story really quick with you. So when I launched my business, I had this picture in my head of this version of myself. And when I first launched, I knew this version of me wasn't here yet, but I was very scared of this version of me. And I was like, wow, when she arrives, she's going to be a badass, like holy moly. And so I really worked actively on connecting myself to becoming this version of me that I could see. And there was a moment where I had my first ever speaking engagement where I spoke to 500 women at a women's empowerment event. And as I was walking up to that door, it clicked. And I felt that click happen inside of me, where all of a sudden this version of me, the most successful version of me at that point in my life, what she looked and felt like was that version of me that walked in to take up all that beautiful space on that stage and speak to all of those women. But I got intentional and I got clear and I got certain about who that version of me was. So I did the same exercise with my friend. So I literally asked her, I was like, okay, and I want you to do this for yourself. Actually grab a piece of paper and you can write this down and do this work alongside us. So I want you to write down at the top, successful me, ... right? And then I want you on the piece of paper to just draw a line down the middle. And I want you to say to yourself, successful me is, successful me is not. Successful me does not. Successful me thinks, successful me does not think. Successful me feels, successful me does not feel. Successful me looks, successful me does not look. Successful me hangs out with, successful me does not hang out with. Successful me goes to, and successful me does not go to. And this might seem tedious, but look, this level of specificity is going to help you become her that much faster. So this is what we write in terms of your self-image in week one of the CAN program. And then what we start doing is having you take action is that version of you now. So we do not wait for you to become this version of you. We actually start having you become the woman who does the thing now. So I actually have you name your version of yourself that you want to become. So I've had my clients say like, jet set me, $1 million me, you know, super successful me, beautiful me, the me that loves herself, you know, whatever it is, right? So for this instance, we're really creating successful you. And when you can get this level of specific, you're going to be able to see this version of you. You're going to be able to really get intentional about, oh God, okay, so successful me is putting herself out there. Oh, it feels gross and it's uncomfortable, but I'm not hiding from the discomfort. So successful me is not somebody who hides from the discomfort. And when you can start being in a place where you self-identify as this version of me does, and I am not the version of me that hides anymore. I'm not the version of me that hides behind the computer screen, right? It helps you start shifting at an identity level. So think to yourself, like, let's say you are a smoker and you want to quit smoking and you want to think to yourself, I am not somebody who does that anymore. I'm not somebody who smokes anymore. Right? Because you start distancing yourself from that version of you because you no longer self-identify as that. Like I am the version of you, let's say, that doesn't smoke. You can say to yourself, like, I am the healthiest version of me, right? Because the healthy version of you probably wouldn't be smoking, right? So I want you to walk through this list. So successful me does work on herself every day. She asks for support. She leans in. She's putting herself out there. She is connecting with people who are already where she wants to be, right? And then when we say successful me does not, she is not in a place where she is just staying in that struggle story. She's not in a place where she's beating herself up for not being where she wants to be. She's not wasting any time overthinking. She's not in a place where she spends any moment doubting herself or, you know, really spending any time with fear. Successful me thinks, I can do this. I'm made for this. This is my moment. I'm capable of anything I put my mind to. I trust I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I know I've got this. I'm not afraid to fail. And even if I do fail, I know I'll come back stronger than ever. I'm good enough. I'm more than enough. Successful me does not think, I'm not capable. I can't figure this out. It's too much. It's too hard. I'm too overwhelmed. I don't have what it takes. I'm not good enough. I'm going to fail. Whatever it is, right? Like, you see where I'm going with this. When you think to yourself, successful me feels confident, empowered, enough, really secure, certain. It, you know, go through the gamut of how you actually want to feel every day. Feels passionate, feels joy, feels, you know, in a space where she's connected and has all the support that she needs. Successful me does not feel in fear, in doubt, insecure, limited, you know, disappointed, embarrassed, or maybe you decide you want to intentionally feel embarrassed. I know I spent a year of my life learning how to feel embarrassed because I realized my unwillingness to feel embarrassed because I was terrified to be judged. I was terrified to get it wrong. I was terrified to have somebody have thoughts about me, whatever it was, that was costing me a lot of success. So I actively spent a year of my life learning how to feel embarrassed. And I tell people that and they're like, that is legit crazy. But it set me free in so many ways. So maybe you say to yourself, you are willing to feel embarrassed. That is on your feel list, right? Versus your do not feel. Okay, successful me looks. So how does this version of you look? Is she super polished and in a power suit? Or is she in like Lululemon's with a super cozy sweater? Does not look. So maybe you don't want to look unpolished. Maybe you do not want to look super professional because that feels stuffy and you don't want to be in a business suit and heels, right? Like, you get to decide. She hangs out with other women who are successful, millionaires. She hangs out with women who are already where she wants to be. She hangs out with other successful people in her industry. She's hanging out with, you know, I'm trying to think of all the list of like what I even have personally on my list right now. I really want to be in room with millionaires. That just sounds so fun to me. So what does that list look like for you? And then does not hang out with party friends, people that are naysayers, people that poke holes in your dreams. Like, if you have a mom who's constantly like, oh, you could never do that. That's too much. That's too hard. I'm exhausted even thinking about it, right? Like, if you have somebody like that, maybe you don't hang out with people who are the doomsdayers. Like, for my friend that I was talking to, all of her friends that were in a position where they weren't selling anything, maybe you decide to distance yourself from those people for a minute because you want to be around people that are creating success and creating results versus people that are just staying in the problem and unwilling to solve it because it's easier to complain, it's easier to be negative, it's easier to gossip, but that lowers your vibration, right? Successful me goes to in, let's say, networking events, let's say, you know, empowerment events, you are going to seminars, you are learning from other coaches, you are going to, you know, girls' nights and just having so much fun. Does not go to any sort of events that, you know, you don't feel excited to be at. You don't want to be in those rooms. Does not go to the bar and just drink away your problems. Does not go hang out with those low vibe friends that are just dragging you down and making you feel like, oh yeah, I could probably never do it, right? So I want you to paint this vision for yourself. And you might be like, oh my God, Elise, this is so specific. But there is a purpose for it being so specific because I want you to see it and to feel it. Because the more that you can see it and feel it, the more you're going to do the work and connect to this version of you to become her that much faster. So when I ask my friend, who do you need to be for your business to be successful and for you to succeed? I want you to first answer that question for yourself and then once again, ground it in the exercise I just gave you. Now, the second question that I offered her that really shook her is what is staying in confusion keeping you safe from feeling? Oof, powerful question, right? For her, it was a feeling of being judged. It was a feeling of disappointment because nobody wants to come to her event, right? When she posts her trainings and her webinars and she's just so disappointed and feels so defeated every time somebody doesn't come. And on top of it, then when she felt disappointed and defeated, she felt like a failure. So by her not exiting confusion, by her staying in the cycle of, I don't know, by her not making a decision of saying, do I want to go for Instagram or LinkedIn? Do I want to do a podcast or do a live, right? Like, for her being in that place where she's just staying in confusion, it really kept her from failing. It kept her from feeling let down and feeling like, oh, this isn't working. Because if she never made the decision, since she never actually put herself out there, then she never had to feel any of that. Powerful, right? So staying in confusion is going to cost yourself time and success. So I want you to spend that time where you're spending in confusion instead imagining the most successful version of you, right? And then when you get to the place where you say, I don't know, then I want you to consult the most successful version of you. So, okay, successful me who's already where I want to be, how would you answer this? How would you handle this? Because there is something so powerful about consulting future you, because once again, this version of you who you want to become, that that wisdom is already within you, but we just don't trust it. We doubt it. And we don't realize that we have access to this inner knowing that sets us free. So by consulting future you, it's almost like a permission slip of like, oh, wow, that's what she would do. Okay, maybe I should just do that. And it might seem crazy. And your job is to learn how to trust that, because that answer is coming up for a reason. And I remember when I actually had agreed to do this expo, I had consulted future me and I was like, is this the right room for me to be in? And because there was a part of me that was scared to put myself out there in this capacity, right? And so when I consulted future me, it was like, hell yeah, girl, this is going to be amazing. And I was like, okay, cool, done. Let's do it. And I think when you can have that relationship with yourself and have that dialogue with who you're becoming, once again, that is only going to collapse time to help you become her that much faster. Okay, so your homework for today is to start really getting intentional and honest with yourself about who is successful you and what is staying in confusion. And if it's not confusion, then replace it with whatever feeling is limiting you right now. So it could be doubt, fear, insecurity. It could be any sort of, you know, low self-confidence, whatever it is for you. Just replace it with that and just really get honest with yourself about what staying in that is keeping you safe from, because it's a protection mechanism at the end of the day. And then I want you to start painting your vision of intentional success. No more struggle story. Who are you without your struggle story? Who are you when your current problems are no longer your problems? Who are you when your past is no longer influencing your future, right? Get really, really honest and really specific about who that version of you is and do the exercise that I gave you. Successful me is not, does not, thinks, does not think, feels, does not feel, looks, does not look, hangs out with, does not hang out with, and goes to and does not go to, because you're going to meet her. And I guarantee you're going to be blown away by her. And I cannot wait to see you become her, because it all happens on the other side of doing this exact work. And if you find yourself in a place where you really need support to do this work on yourself, then come and join the CAN program. I will show you exactly how it's done. I'll put the link in the show notes so you can tap right now to get your application in and we can have a conversation about what working together would look like, which I just think will be so fun to see who you become on the other side of this experience. All right, so let's get intentional about ending the struggle story so you can be your most successful you. You in? Let's do the damn thing. Oh, hey. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If this helps you, I would love for you to share the gift of confidence with a friend, because this is how we all grow. So share this with your girls, a coworker, a fellow mama, or your fam on social media, because we all need support in our confidence journey. So sharing can help us heal, feel better, and take steps to grow now. Also, I'd love if you would drop your rating in. Ratings and reviews help me so much more than you realize. And if you found yourself listening today and thinking, I need professional support, I would love to invite you to join the CAN program, where I will teach you how to take confident action now. If increased confidence is what you want, this is multiple months of dedicated you time where we will do the deep work on you to create your most confident self, both personally and professionally. Because once you know how to generate the feeling of confidence from the inside out, the possibilities become endless and your results become inevitable. This is the most valuable investment you will ever make in yourself, and I cannot wait to see who you become on the other side of doing this work on you. So visit me at soulmakeup.com to learn more, or come be my bestie on Instagram. You can find me at your soul makeup. See you next time.